This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. After years of construction dust settling over the Montana Heritage Center expansion in Montana's capital city of Helena, the Montana Historical Society's research fellowship programs are coming back to life. Starting in 2026, scholars will once again have the chance to dig through millions of photographs, letters, and documents that tell Montana's story, this time in a newly renovated space that's been completely reorganized. The Montana Historical Society's research fellowships aren't new. Since 1983, 91 researchers have used fellowships to fund deep dives into the state's past. That work has translated into more than 30 articles in Montana, the Magazine of Western History, and more than 10 books, the kind of scholarship that turns archival fragments into narratives that people actually read. The new Montana Heritage Center building, set to open to the public in the spring of 2026, represents more than just fresh paint and better lighting. It's a chance to reconnect researchers with materials that have been largely out of reach. The fellowships provide more than money. Fellows get research assistance and editorial guidance throughout their projects, working with staff who know the collections intimately. For scholars piecing together Montana's past, whether that's indigenous history, mining towns, or political movements, that institutional knowledge can mean the difference between finding a needle in a haystack and understanding which haystack to search. Three fellowships will be available, each with different audiences and deadlines. The James H. Bradley Fellowship offers $4,000 to graduate students, faculty, and independent scholars working on Montana history. Up to two awards are available each year, with applications due February 15, 2026. The newer Montana History Network Fellowship, launched just this year, gives $2,000 to students at Montana universities who want to work across multiple archives, including those at MSU and UM. Those applications are due February 28th. The Dave Walter Fellowship supports public history projects focused on local Montana stories with a $1,250 stipend and applications due April 1st. Emily Arendt, a 2022 fellow, describes the experience as more than just access to good materials. Spending 3 weeks in residence at the archives offered an unparalleled opportunity to conduct research in a top-notch facility, Arendt said. What stood out was the ongoing support, people who stayed engaged from initial research through final publication. It's rare to find a fellowship that is generous enough to cover expenses for the duration, let alone at a place as welcome and engaging as the Montana Historical Society, Arendt said. Full application criteria and requirements are available at mths.mt.gov or via email to mthslibrary@mt.gov. Giving machines are vending goodness this holiday season. Big red vending machines in 126 cities in 21 countries this holiday season are collecting for essential goods. Light the World Giving Machines are stocked with cards representing more than 4,000 tangible items from more than 500 nonprofit organizations across the globe. All users have to do is select a specific item or dollar amount to donate to the charity of their choice. The holiday initiative started in 2017. Items vary by city, but a typical machine includes food, clean water, clothing, shelter, health care, education support, hygiene kits, bedding, job and career training, and even livestock such as chickens, goats, pigs, and beehives that, through donations, are distributed to those in need around the world. Since its inception, the project has generated nearly $50 million in donations, a great way to give this holiday season. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.